Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter. Andy, I want to say that you're putting up a post now that suggests that Judge Cannon offered to work with Mr. Smith to cure, that's your word, I believe, that's correct, to cure the difficulties in the case. What was Mr. Smith's response?
They refused to propose any curative measures or even to embrace the possibility that the judge might rule against them. And this is an important point, John, because Trump was indicted in Florida in June of 2023. He did not raise the issue of the appointments clause, that is, the issue of Smith's, the constitutionality of Smith's status as the prosecutor. He didn't raise that for 8 months. They didn't file a motion until February of 2024. In the intervening 8 months, there were extensive proceedings and the supplying of discovery and all kinds of other stuff that went on in the case, where Trump never objected to Smith's status and happily took all the discovery. And in the meantime, in August 1st of 2023, Trump was indicted again by Smith in the Washington January 6th case, the election interference case. And even in that case, he did not raise the issue of Smith's status. That wasn't done again until February. So Smith would have had a very good argument here that because Trump did not make a timely objection and happily took the benefit of all of the things that the government provided him, that he could have argued that the indictment and the prior proceedings in the case should stand because Trump went through them without objecting and therefore waived the right to claim with respect to those proceedings that Smith's constitutional status was invalid. Or what he could have done was asked the judge to give them a short continuance, a brief one, so that they could reindict the case in Florida, but under the auspices of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Florida, which would take care of the problem of Smith's status. So they could easily have done any of those things, and they didn't. They wouldn't. And I think the reason was they were pretty arrogant about it. They figured if Judge Cannon was faced with the stark choice of saying that Smith's status was invalid, and if it appeared because the Justice Department wouldn't propose any curative measures, that the effect of that ruling would be to throw out a case that everyone had poured 13 months of work into, that she would back off and never do it. And as a result, you know, once she actually made the ruling, which I think is a correct legal ruling, the Justice Department left her no other alternative but to dismiss the case.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes, Andy, they're in this situation because they played politics from the beginning. They tried to play politics with the judge. And now can we see some political shenanigans behind their decision to appeal?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I haven't addressed fully the politics that were played here. I mean, you're quite right about this. But this has also included a media and a media campaign and also an initiative by basically progressive lawyers. I've referred to them as the lawyer left, but they've made 1,000 submissions to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. The Southern District of Florida is part of the 11th Circuit, asking the chief judge in the 11th Circuit to remove Judge Cannon on the grounds that she's purportedly biased because Trump appointed her and that she's too inexperienced to handle a case like this. I say, as an aside with respect to that, people should read her opinion and compare it to what Jack Smith filed in this case. And I actually think the Trump lawyers, too. Cannon's opinion is so much better in terms of quality and thinking through the issues than the submissions that the parties made that it really puts them to shame. But this was a sustained political campaign in order to get this judge off the case, mainly because she was giving Trump a fair trial, which hardly means she was ruling in his favor on everything. Smith was still winning most of the important battles, but they appointed Smith for political reasons. They have put pressure on this judge in order to try to suggest that Trump would corrupt the judicial process if he were reelected. And all of the position that the Justice Department has taken here is explained by politics rather than law.
So they're doing what they're accusing their opponents of doing, and the lawyer left only cares about the volume of an accusation, not the veracity of it.
Yeah, you know, if they're moving their lips, they're projecting.
Andrew McCarthy, writing for the Review Online, several articles that I recommend you read in order, because this is a reading back to United States versus Nixon. And in future, when and if it comes up again, all of this will be precedent for someone called special counsel. Thaddeus McCarthy, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.